A lot of talk here this week about the problems that Brazil is having with port congestion and the cancellation of shipments by one of the leading soybean traders there in China. And I'm just wondering if you're hearing much discussion about that with the folks you're visiting with. Is that causing concerns there in China as far as their soybean supplies? And maybe does it have any long-term implications for soybean exports from the U.S.?
Yeah, I'll take a stab at that. This is Grant Kimberly again, that's a conversation that we've had with some of the industry folks here, and it's simply stated, it's a problem. They say, you know, it's certainly a problem. It's hard to plan when you don't know when your deliveries are going to be making it, and so it's hard to run a soybean crush facility that way. And so what I think they're having to do is they are having to come back to the U.S. And also Argentina and other areas to continue to purchase soybeans longer into the marketing year than maybe they would have planned to do that in order to space that out, because we're hearing 60-day ship waiting periods in Brazil, and so that's a problem. And certainly there's been some rumors of cancellations out of Brazil, and some of that probably is real. Some of that might just be where it is real, but the particular buyer maybe wanted to do that to see if they could repurchase at a lower price. There's probably a little bit of that that goes on too. There's no doubt about it. But I'm sure that we will see that they'll have to continue to be buying more from the U.S. later in the marketing year than probably what most people are anticipating because of the major delays and problems that they will. So it is a major concern.
This is Kirk. Let me just follow up. One of the messages that we always deliver to our Chinese friends and customers is that the U.S. is the most reliable supplier of quality soybeans in the world. And quite honestly, not wanting to take advantage of our friends in South America, but the continued difficulties they're having, not only with infrastructure, but with government unrest and labor unrest, is certainly beneficial to the U.S. soybean industry. Because when you buy soybeans from the U.S., they're shipped on time, you get what you pay for, and that's certainly a huge advantage to have in this market.
I think, and this is Bill Norley, I think it also reminds us about how important it is for us to invest in infrastructure as well. If we look ahead and say that this market's going to grow from 60 to 80 million metric tons of soybeans, not all of which obviously be coming from the U.S., and 30 million metric tons of corn, much of which probably will be coming from the U.S., but can come from other places as well. We need to make sure our infrastructure is such that we can deliver that on time, very dependable. That is an advantage that we have, so that especially in these transition times between buying from the U.S. and buying from South America, and when it reverses again in the fall once our crop comes on, we need to be able to be very dependable, very predictable. And so we are, but we need to continue investing in that infrastructure in the U.S.